The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
How do we know who Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam was? Right, we could look at it from a biographical perspective. Right, we could look at, for example, the ziyarat that have been given to us. What do they say about her? We could look at her titles and other aspects. But what I want to do tonight is to do something which is actually a very powerful way of learning, which is to look at the words of Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam. Her words, the speech that we're going to look at least just a couple of lines of this speech. This speech is so famous, right? She says, and I just want to take a few lines, inshallah, and talk about some of the lessons. She says, praise be to God and blessings upon my father Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and upon his pure and righteous family. Okay, now, if you think about it, that right there is itself enough to make those people realize the error of their ways. Right? Because normally, like, let's say we begin a sermon, we're like, okay, all praise be to God, and God, may God send blessings upon the Prophet and his family. But what is she saying? She says that, may God send his blessings upon Abi, upon my father, meaning my grandfather, like the Prophet. Right? And now, anybody who's listening is like, what did you say? You said that that's your father? And here you are being treated like a prisoner? You know, your brothers and your sons and your, you know, your cousins and your companions have been killed. And this is what it is. And you're from the, anybody who knows the Quran will know that from the ayah of Mubahila, قُلْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ, that the Ahlul Bayt are the Abna. These are the real children of the Prophet. From the Quranic perspective, they are the children of the Prophet. And this is one of the children of the Prophet who has come to you, and now she's rebuking you for what you did. Right? It's, there's this power in those words. Right? There's one time where you speak directly about something, and you say that I am this, I am that. There's one time with through, you know, a kind of like a kinaya, as they say, like you indicate like a profound point, and that is more powerful, and that's what she's doing here. Like people who study the balagha of the speech, like they look at the powerful way that she put together sentence, they marvel at how she's able to do it. Okay, then she goes on to say that O people of Kufa, O people of deception and desertion. Okay, what was this? Now, right away, she is labeling them, right? She's calling them out for who they really are. Now, when we look at this lady and she's using these adjectives, it's not just an emotional type of thing here, where she's like, hey, you are the people who, you know, abandon Muslim ibn Aqil, and you are the ones who joined the army of Ubaydullah, and you are this and you are that, right? She is looking at them and she is calling them out for what they actually are. It's as if she has like an insight into like the impurity of their hearts. And then she goes about describing like what are those layers of impurity. Like in this sermon, if you go and, you know, I don't think we'll get a chance to go through it, but let me just quote to you some of the things. She talks about like how you are people who are filled with conceit. You are people who have hating hearts. You are people who are stained, you have the stain of arrogance or like self-praise. They're people who like filled with like, you know, there's some people who they like to praise themselves, brag about themselves, but it's not on the basis of anything real. Right? It's just like kind of in their own imagination, they're deluded. So she actually is calling them out for these types of qualities. You're people who have self-praise. You're people who have hating hearts, right? You take revenge for things. You're people who practice the flattering of slaves and so on and so forth. Maybe I'll, inshallah, if we get a chance, I'll mention a couple of these things. But she's reading them. Right? She's reading them. She's identifying who these people really are. And she says that you are people, if in summary, you are people of deceit and deception. What is the nature of that deceit? Right? What is the history that she's referring to? In these words, she's reminding us that these people of Kufa were consistent betrayers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. One of the most stark examples of this is what happened in the Battle of Siffin. The Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali alayhi as-salam is going to, you know, put down this rebellion from Sham, right, Muawiyah. And he had 20,000 soldiers with him. It was something that he should have easily been able to take care of. Right? But, you know, his people were making excuses, this, that, you know, and whatnot. So it took some time. But they were about to, basically, it was on the last stage of the battle. Like, it was about to be over. And what happens is that Muawiyah, you know, through his devilish cleverness, he says that, okay, let's do something here and try to prevent them from basically like finishing it off. And what does he do? He says that let's raise the Quran atop spears. Okay? Now, when he does that, suddenly the army of Imam Ali Islam loses their motivation to fight. Okay, what's going on here? Right? What happened? Right? Imam Ali Islam talks to them and he says things. If you go and study this, it's incredible. First of all, Imam Ali Islam, before the battle began, he sent a letter to the army of Muawiyah and he says that, I am calling you, I'm inviting you, let's settle this through referring to the Quran and to the Sunnah of the Prophet. What he's saying? He's saying that, look, this is the path that I want. I want to take the path of Quran and the path of the Sunnah of the Prophet. Hey, come, let's talk about it. Let's avoid the bloodshed of Muslims. This is the only way we're going to be able to do it. But they refused. Muawiyah wrote him back something. He didn't even respond to him. He wrote some poetry where he basically said that, like, the only thing I'm going to do right now is slaughter some necks. Like, I'm looking to, like basically take swords and slaughter. I mean, very, like, that type of response, right? So they engaged in battle. Now, suddenly, these people are holding up the Quran, and then his people are telling him that, you know, we have to go and we have to, like, you know, look at this. They're raising up the Quran. How can we fight people who are raising the Quran with spears? Imam Ali Islam tells them, he says that, if you want to know somebody who is pro-Quran, right? I'm paraphrasing it, right? I am one of the first people to accept the Quran. In fact, I am one of the first people, I'm the first people to call people to the Quran in history. Like in history, he says, I am the first people to call people to the Quran in history. And you're telling me about the Quran? He says, I know these people. I know Amr ibn As. I know Muawiyah. I know them when they were young. I know them when they were old. And they haven't changed. Like, this is recording this. He's like, they haven't changed. They don't have anything to do with the Quran. They don't have anything to do with the deen. Don't be fooled by these people. What they're calling to you is different than what you want. And what did his people respond to him? They said that, we're giving you three choices. Either we're going to hand you over to Muawiyah, or you accept this truce sort of thing for calling for a truce, or we're going to send you to the same fate of the third Khalifa. Right, you know what happened to the third Khalifa is that his house was surrounded and, you know, he was basically in, what is it called when you embargo? Embargo? Siege? It was a siege on his home and eventually he was killed. Right? And same thing for you. This was the response of Imam al-Islam's own army to what was happening there. Now, if we look at this, right, and Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam, of course, is speaking from the perspective of somebody who has a deep understanding of what these people did, and then the effect of their actions on who they have become. This is the interesting thing here, is she has this whole perspective in mind.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.